You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, November 6th, 2018. If you did not know, there is an election taking place. I believe the polls have closed on the East Coast. We don't report on those things, though, so check your local news station to find out the results. I am joined today by
K-Ball.
Tia. That's right.
Seti.
Great. That worked. That's the first time we've done that with the point and announce. It's good.
I didn't like that. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it next. You time. Used your real name, though, which was great.
Yeah.
Your given name, K-Ball.
K-Ball.
I'm glad you've accepted it.
I have.
Are you named after somebody?
A grandfather?
Your yeah. grandfather's name is K-Ball.
Yeah. Yeah, he was also a Kenneth Ball. He was just a plain Kenneth Ball, though.
I guess
I'm a...
So we're
Kenneth
doing
Adams.
K-Ball. Okay.
K-Ball, what's good?
An exciting K-Ball.
Okay.
Carrying the name.
K-Ball.
Sounds like something you did over the weekend.
I was going to say, dude, they're putting fentanyl in cocaine now, and it's terrifying.
They put fentanyl in everything.
What?
They've been doing it.
They found it in
for like a
down
few
in,
years.
Brockton.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And heroin.
I've known about the heroin, but
that's not as
I did not know that. Well, because that's how they found out Mac. His overdose basically was booze, fentanyl, mm-hmm. and cocaine.
It's taken too many people.
It's wild. So be safe out there, y'all. Even if you're not doing downers, like
okay.
they're putting in everything.
If we're going to go there, let me also say they press it into the shape of your favorite pill. You know, whatever it is. They press it into the shape of other pills so they can, you know, get it through where it's got to go. Mm.
That's pretty sick.
So it's not like a trick. It's just another way that people acquire it. But you might come across some party favors and then think that's when people are getting in trouble, you know?
Yeah.
So, R.I.P. Mac Miller.
Yes.
Indeed.
And everybody R.I.P. out here and everyone affected by it in general. They've been keeping the stats and it's wild. Massachusetts doesn't track and I don't believe anyone else north of here tracks it. If you overdose, it's just an overdose. But Connecticut tracks the mix and it's 420% increase year over year of
right.
fentanyl coke related.
They've been doing a lot crazy. Of busts though.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of busts on like the postal service have been cracking down. And like I just read Obama he put up like $25 billion or something for the opioid crisis. And his plan of treatment is like being continued today through the current administration. They keep putting more money into it, you know.
Hmm. Well, we try not to get political, like I said, but...
That's not even political.
No,
we just want
to
make a difference,
before I say
you know?
Something, I was going to say one way to treat it would be to, you know, I think it's starting with the drug companies and just the general approach to it. But I'm glad that finally the right class of citizens is being affected, so they're taking it seriously.
The right class?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know what you mean.
That's not why I but...
Well,
proceed.
What is your
What is your
No, we're going to get too political.
No,
so just
do it.
Proceed.
Quick, it's election night.
Okay. Yeah. You're saying the right group of people. I feel like it's not until certain people are affected that they decide to finally start caring about
That's what he was saying.
That's
what Uncle
I'm saying.
Sam was saying, different words, you know?
Yeah.
The reality is people like, have been drug
certain
addicts
communities
since
have been
Roman times.
Dealing with these problems.
Yeah. They've been using
for
heroin.
Quite a while and... When the
opium,
when they
opium
make it
wars in China.
Well, I wasn't going that far.
You got to go that far.
Literally,
because
maybe just going to go back to crack in the '80s. But like,
yeah.
You got to go back to England, bringing the dope to China.
It goes, but the point is, until certain people's kids are affected, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
really become a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Stay
unfortunately,
well.
I wasn't saying like the right.
I know what you mean. That's why I went.
So the important thing is to vote. I wrote in friends' names.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I wrote in friends' names to all the categories, hoping maybe collectively everyone would feel the way I did and do the same.
Right.
You never know.
The same friends, yeah.
You know, K-Ball could be the counselor or treasurer or something.
There were a few.
No.
Congratulations.
No.
There are a few uncontested races. I mean, there were a couple open.
I know. I was like, I'll just fill this bubble.
Oh, yeah, uncontested, exactly. And that's when you can actually do the write-in. And with the right promo,
even if there's two.
Wouldn't you be able to get enough people to do a write-in?
You could.
You could.
Because I wonder, so you automatically filled in the uncontested person, you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how.
That's interesting. Really, I wonder how many people go automatic on that, and how.
I wasn't sure to leave it blank.
Depending, the writing
not,
like,
I didn't
make it.
Touch.
What
the
if they
circle.
Ran uncontested, but like everyone just thought to leave it blank, and I thought like in their head they were like, I totally got
that's
this.
That's how SETI's buddies win. They rely. They get no, on, they're relying yep. on the.
Actually, it's yeah. brilliant.
It is brilliant.
We got to find some uncontested votes. Seats and get.
And it makes their votes look like they got less.
Mm.
That's actually bad data for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they you know, consider
yes.
this.
They can't. It gets considered against
any,
them.
You know, I don't know.
You know, yeah. all you got to do is get that.
No, they're probably bummed voting. Out when they see they didn't yeah, get that many sense. Votes, even though, I don't know. I don't really vote. Well, I'm not going to discuss my ballot, but
you're not supposed
I'm
to.
Glad everyone yeah. voted, though. I hope everyone yes. voted.
My first time voting, I was so
congrats!
Wow. Congrats!
Yeah. My first time voting. In like 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. This is my first time voting in Massachusetts.
That's a nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Stepping up. I don't care who you vote for, I'm just happy you voted.
Right.
And,
that is your right as an American citizen.
Isn't that virtue
signaling?
That's not
signaling?
A
felon.
What?
Being like, hey, I voted, so you can't say anything because you didn't vote. Isn't that kind of like virtue signaling?
I...
What?
Well... I used to come down strongly on the if you don't vote, you don't get to complain side of things.
I don't
lately
that's
I've
true.
Mellowed on that.
Yeah,
Carlin
true.
Has
it's
a great bit yeah. about how if you
too much energy.
Don't vote, you're the only ones who are allowed to complain. You heard that Carlin bit? He's got a good one.
He's wicked smart about politics and way funnier. See, in comedy, you can talk about politics,
oh,
say
yeah,
whatever you want, and just make people laugh, and it's cool at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And if you're having a conversation with someone or you're online, it's not
everything.
Cool.
Yeah, everything's so touchy.
Because you said virtue signaling, I can. You talk online a lot.
Why do you keep using that term?
You use a lot of,
bro,
you use a lot of internet words.
I'll tell you this. I really
make
don't.
Other people, like,
I do not engage online unless it's
them.
Like my post.
Okay.
But otherwise,
do
I don't
attract,
have time to engage
online.
Do
you attract
online.
Wildness?
No, I attract just about everything.
Yeah.
And people come to the things they come to for different reasons.
Okay.
And some have relatable. Questions. And some have disputes and refutes. I think the best thing people should do is to really try to consider all sides and go in the middle for the sake of fairness and consideration. And that's like what we've lost since Trump was elected, because pretty much everyone's like, well, if that's how we're going to play, we'll play too. But you can't. You can't do what SETI would do. I'll go up there and do it like this. Then you don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
Only he knows what to do next, and they should stick to their own game. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody's playing Trump's game right now because it doesn't matter anymore. You see it all the time, hidden cameras, and people are going, I don't even care about being professional anymore. I'm tired of being nice. Like, yo, bury yourself in a ditch. Sorry, you're not helping anybody if you decide that you're just going to be like the other side and put fire on the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But they're doing it to us. Everyone says, but they're doing it to us. It's childish. It's true, but it's childish.
I feel like it's very hard nowadays to stay in the middle, though, because I've always, like, for the past 5 years since I've started thinking about politics and stuff like that, I've been like, you know, I'm trying to be in the center because I want to be fair and I want to be like, but it's so hard, especially with, I mean, I don't want to rag on anyone's views, but I feel like with this current administration, it's very, very hard to be in the center.
Right. Like, you don't have to be in the center. You should stand somewhere.
Yeah.
You should have some... But
not just for the sake of like,
but also
balancing
for the sake of winning.
You know,
people are going to extra lengths.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
And they're doing themselves dirty. I think
I agree.
And ruining, I think, the integrity of politics.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Politics has no. That's the biggest sham going.
It's kind of hard to say there's integrity in
whatever
politics.
Whatever little
yeah.
there may have been to begin with.
But think about it. The people
I know
are
what
always
you're
turning.
Saying, though I know what you're saying. It's it's a wild time. I am team fight. Darkness with light, you know, which I think is more or less what you're getting at, SETI. You can't drive out darkness with more darkness.
Or go to the dark places.
Yeah.
You know, so if you
I go to
if you become that, you're not stamping it out. That being said,
it depends, you know, there's all kinds of different approaches.
That doesn't mean be a pushover and, you know, it's tough. It, you're
look,
right.
There's all kinds of different approaches, you know, and people let people... I don't know. I don't want to get... I was just... See, I was about to get off track.
I know. But it's... I mean, the biggest thing to me is not... 24... This is all 24-hour news. I think it all goes back to when they figured out 24-hour news. And then they're like, well, we have to keep people's attention all day. Like, you used to be able to check the news. And I remember my parents watching the news at night And, like, that was it. That was when they got the news, you know, paper in the morning or whatever.
I have a news feed.
But now I'm checking, like, I'm looking for literally news all day, every day. And
cannot
it's,
be me.
The fact that it's called a feed makes me the most skeptical.
Crazy echo chambers.
It's the feed. You're being fed. Yeah. It's the word they're using language for you.
Yeah.
All of it is algorithms and what you're being fed based on what you already think. None of it is new ideas, at least not on Facebook. There's no new ideas. You're just getting ideas
Facebook
you already
is
agree
garbage.
With, you know?
I hate spend Facebook. It too much. You're wearing a hat that says Facebook game.
The most deplorable.
I got this, see, this from is... being a part of a convention.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
First I was just digging all, the colors. I just like the color blue.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I dig it.
Facebook's still garbage. No offense, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
If you want to give
oh, that's
me a
true.
Job,
yeah,
give
those
me a
Facebook
job.
Colors. Yeah, no.
But
yeah,
true. They want to get rid of Zuckerberg. Just
good.
Like they got rid of Jobs. You know,
Zuck's going to have to leave just to
the Zuck.
Separate himself from it. But
maybe.
Get
yeah, either way,
Zuck.
It's a couple echo chambers. It's crazy. You can go back to the fact that like now we're self-selecting tribes. And mm-hmm. there's all sorts of things non-political is happening. Have you? Do you know about gang stalking? Google gang stalking.
Whoa.
It's gang wild. Basically...
People are stalking gangs?
No. So basically, people who have... what in the past, you might... They have very schizophrenic symptoms. Basically, they feel like they're being observed, followed, multiple people following them, massive conspiracies.
Well, we're being observed.
And right. So,
constantly.
So, well, here's the thing. So
and followed.
Just put tape one sec, one sec. So
sorry,
here's the thing is...
To do it. Sorry.
First of all... You can't blame them because we are constantly under surveillance. And certain people, we've gotten used to it. Other people, their sensors are just on high alert all day. Mm. But either way, there are people who are experiencing what you may call a mental breakdown of sorts. And instead of getting treatment or different things like that, what now has happened is with the internet, they have found other people with
oh,
the same
course.
Exact symptoms. And instead of... it becoming something that they're getting help with, they're like, no, it is a conspiracy because mm-hmm. now they've found it's like 10, 15,000 of them, but that's enough
they've
where it's
validation.
Significant.
350
and they've
million
found
people
them
in the country.
And they're like,
if
well,
you like
this is
knitting
real. So
with wet some, spaghetti, you can find people and organize.
And that's happening on even the most mundane levels, and it's creating these very interesting tribal, and tribe is always us versus
but that's
them,
what's going to keep happening.
And fire so, versus fire. So
good people tend not to tribe up. Because they have no ambition to take over the world. They just...
I think...
And they're
I think
naive. They
I don't think
that
it's
things,
a good or bad
They think
thing.
Politicians and... I look at politics and news kind of like wrestling, in a sense.
It is. Oh, yeah. WWF is running
Listen,
it right
their
now.
Families WWE. Rich. They're connected. They say, my daughter wants to do this. Can we get her a story? Can we start her? If you know people in the press, you can just get... You get a story written for something and maybe you do something
oh,
for
it's
them.
A game. We know, yeah.
You know, and if you're getting this news feed, I think actually exacerbates people's mental problems because there's too much at their fingertips and they get so, they embellish so much in the whole circus of it, you know?
If you want to talk about
bread and circuses.
And the
if
access,
you want to talk about mental problems
I've seen
and,
it happen,
and how it can be, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
I couldn't tell you.
It's
no.
being
amplified,
blown up,
you mean
blown
like,
up by
oh.
by
okay
by internet
exacerbated
use. Exacerbated.
What's being
was
what's
that
the word?
Yeah.
Mental.
I'm like, where's that
oh, no,
SAT
no, no, no.
word? Where is that?
Hold on, we're not talking about mental illness. I'm just saying mentally ill people that are obsessed with the news have a much harder time internalizing that and turn more psycho.
I guess
Whoa.
Because they are super paranoid already, and now all this news is hitting them, and it's like one terrifying headline after another. If you really look and watch TV, which is for entertainment, we always knew that, and then you'll see like the headlines are terrifying, and people that are like already sick in the head and paranoid that just watch that shit, and I'm sorry, and they, you know, and all they keep hearing is Trump, 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 Trump. It's getting drilled.
Yeah.
People don't understand that. There are so many buzzwords getting drilled. Jon Stewart used to do a segment on his show, and he would point out all that every week. He'd be like, and he'd show clip after clip, 2-second clip of someone saying the same word. Like, the walls are crumbling, walls are crumbling, walls are crumbling, walls are crumbling, you know. Treason, 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 treason. And it's like people walk around and go, treason, the walls are crumbling. You don't think, you know what I mean? Most people, I gotta tell you, we always knew this, and we know this now. They're not that quick.
Who is we?
You and I know that we're us and our friends are probably quicker than majority of the people out there.
Maybe.
Come on, dude. We're in the bright group. Don't even tell me you're not in the bright group.
Quicker in the head.
We're in the bright group.
We're
modernites, bro.
Different people.
And the kids are even more so.
Modernites.
They're even quicker. We're what they used to call us indigo kids, remember? We're the millennials, dude. We're the first generation to grow up with computers, you and I.
Indigo kids. I wish
they were typing on typewriters the year before we got in the seventh grade. Well, in mine they were. I'm 37. Yeah. So
I'm a little younger. But I mean, people are... It's harder to draw the line. If anything, that South Park where they can't tell who's an ad and who's not is the realest thing.
But people are ads on social media.
It's not necessarily being quit. It's just being, raised. It's different. Like, it's not quick or slow, I don't think so. Some people have always been more susceptible to advertising. I would agree to that. Some people are cynical, some people aren't. But yeah. I want to hear his thing, and I want to play some music. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, what was being exacerbated?
Oh, mental illness exacerbated by social media apps. I mean this isn't I've never read anything scientific
that's evidence here, but
I've read anything scientific.
I have this idea that a lot of people, they go on their phone when they're doing nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And when they're looking on news feeds for like Snapchat stories, Instagram, everything has a story now.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at other people doing things that they think are worth recording and showing everybody else, this is what I'm doing. And so you're literally doing nothing, watching everybody you know do things.
That's very isolating.
Yeah. And I think there's been these times where I've like see myself doing that, and I have like no plans on a Friday night or something, and I'm like, man, look at all these people like in clubs, and like I was like 20 years old, and look at all these like people like going out to crazy cities, and I was like, I just felt like a loser, you know?
There's definitely, I've read so many reports on that because I've done so many reports on that, like for school. Mm. And it's like that FOMO is a real thing, and it's leading
it's
fear of missing out.
It's crazy because FOMO was originally a Bud Light term.
Yeah.
Which is advertising, and it became like a...
Yeah. What I read is that it started with the show Sex and the City. Basically, what had happened is a bunch of young women would watch Sex and the City, and they'd see like these women spending money in ridiculous ways and like going to places and stuff like that. So then there was like a surge of women going to like therapists and being like, why can't I, live my life like that? Why can't I go places? And they felt like they were missing something, and then social media blew that up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like... And then it happened. Obviously, it wasn't. I don't want to say it was just women.
So it's a big program.
What do you mean?
What's a big program?
It's a correlation between, from what you've researched,
mm-hmm.
what I picked up was there's a correlation between when Sex and the City first aired and how many women were going and wanting to turn on that lifestyle for themselves and expressing that to their therapists.
Right.
And then come back now. Go a little forward, social media becomes a thing, smartphones are more accessible, and then it's all tied into your everyday life. It sounds like it's been an ongoing program to me.
It's been ongoing, and what I've noticed, or what I read, and you're 100% right with social media, it's made it have a huge spike, because now it's not just women, it's like men are having, and people who don't identify as either gender, and like everybody, like, oh, I see these people having awesome lives, why can't my life be like that? So it's kind of like, but at the end of the day, for anyone who is dealing with that, because I was dealing with that for a long time,
mm-hmm.
please keep in mind that life is still what you make it.
Right.
So I obviously you can't make the choice to make friends all the time, because it's very hard, especially I feel like with the social media age. But like, you could always go out, you could always try to save money to go somewhere, you could always try to like do things. Like, you could be that person that you want to be. You just got to be smart about it. So
also remember,
and let's not forget that everyone is fronting.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Yes, exactly. Nobody's as happy as they say they are on social media, ever.
Because they're counting on you to hit them with the likes so that then they can feel better.
It's a dopamine.
And it's wild.
They save photos they took in Italy and post them a month later like they're still traveling all the time.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to play. I will say the other thing about phones too, and this is just a kernel I'm going to drop, and people can think about this on their own time. I feel like that... You see that especially in the arena we deal in, which is entertainment. People feel entitled to be entertained at 24 hours a day. Mm. And that almost comes down to it. And it's completely devalued music, art, a lot of things, people, I deserve to pick up this thing in my hands and be entertained, and if I'm not, something's wrong. So people aren't used to, like, not being, sometimes life is boring and dull, and sometimes it does suck, but, like, we kind of, and I do it too. I'm like, oh, I'm on my phone. Like, and then I get to a point where there's nothing interesting on it, and I'm like, I feel like I've been, like, I'm searching for, well, where is it? Like,
right, it's somewhere. Right.
You're scrolling and looking.
So many people with headphones on today, and, like, I'm one of those people, and I noticed, like, since my phone started to die.
I've stopped wearing them as much, and it's kind of cool, but I still like to. It goes through phases. We're gonna play this this new Lupe Fiasco and Damian Marley record.
Yes,
Kingdom.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sorry.
And then we're gonna play a bunch of music, and we will be back to talk about some other things. Yo, you're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. If you're tuned in, let us know. At LFOD Radio. Hit us up. Let us know what you're doing. Hashtag LFOD Radio. If you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. Let us know what's good. And I completely skipped the whole intro. If you haven't heard the last episode, it's out now on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, everywhere. Billy Dean Thomas was last. And we have a bunch of other ones, 100 and something plus. And this one might join them as well. So we'll be back after this Lupe and a few more things. Live free or die.
Facts from the rack. In the land, look, like the lights of heaven, do no damn good. Half sleep from being overpreached, other half sleep cause it's damn good. A chief would take his hand like a thief and make him stand like a man would. In the face of an ambush, to the back of they attack. Front of they front line, out the plane with no parachutes in they backpacks. Chopping weed, then dropping seeds, then flowers grow where they land at. Proper deeds on top of these to make power flow from they hand claps. Suicide is suicide. You and I, what they do divide. Who are right to see you survive? It means who would die to make you alive? It means you should write for the two that died. It means you are right with the youth inside your king. You align with the truth inside of things. Why to the lies that they do provide and bring? War is the king make a kingdom, or the kingdom make a king? Is it free when it's freedom, or being dumb being free? Does the king make a kingdom, or the kingdom make a king? Is it free when it's freedom, or being dumb being free?
Is the kingdom, Kingston is a kingdom. South Central is a kingdom, y'all. Freedom, free man, or freedom. Black life is a kingdom. Why can't you sell for no reason? Fine.
I would have made us all with wings. Well, he made us all with crowns. That means to every man a king. Your mind, it is your castle. Mankind govern how you think. The ghetto is a kingdom. Care not how the gullies think. No one can change my mind. Now I am thoroughly convinced. My woman is a queen that brings forth more princess and prince. And if you add up the equation, it must mean I'm royal since everyone in my surroundings is of royal heritage. Not everyone of royal blood dress up in a mink. Only for king and queen with them roof make out of zinc. So Jah bless the baby mother washing up it in a sink. And I raise the generation where you take it to the brink. Does a king make a kingdom, or does a kingdom make a king? This hidden empire of kings and queens that no one's noticing. Does a king make a kingdom, or does a kingdom make a king? This hidden empire of kings and queens that no one's noticing.
Port Prince is a kingdom, Kingston is a kingdom, New Orleans is a kingdom, South Central is a kingdom, y'all. Freedom, free man, or freedom. Black life is a kingdom. Why kill yourself for no reason? Fine.
I will not dabble while they will come to the table and put together all our blessings. Our blessings religiously, blessings ability, blessings materially, identify enemies, disconnect from the mentally, put all our energy into the kingdom. Back to the front on my way now, guidance to show you your way round. Tired, I watch while you lay down. You got while I sleep, I put on to the lead. Take a part of my peace and inherit the heritage. We're not American dreaming, we're realizing a kingdom. Only fools have been proud of the dead man. My mind is an excellent weapon. I will not die for a label. Let's come to the table when put together all our blessings. Blessings religiously, blessings ability, blessings materially, and if our enemies disconnect from the mentally, put all our energy into the kingdom. Back to the front of my web now. God is not showing you your way around. Tired, I watch while you lay down. You got while I sleep, I put onto the beat. Take a part of my peace and inherit the heritage. We're not American dreaming, we're realizing a kingdom.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. It seems like
everything is okay. Seems like everything is okay. Jump on my saddle.
It seems like what's going on is we do not have a working computer in all effects right now. It's not playing MP3s. But what we do have, we can play things that are attached to emails.
Get you restarted.
I guess I can't download. If you sent me a DJ pack and I had to download the whole thing, but if you sent something attached, Alex, speaking of friends, which we were talking about earlier, your friend, Ian, well, 2 Foot Blue.
2 Foot Blue, yes, Ian and his friend Will.
So is it Two featuring Blue or is it 2 Foot Blue?
2 Foot Blue.
2 Foot Blue.
Yes.
They sent a couple records over.
They did, yeah.
Do you want to play one?
Yeah, why not? I'd like to hear them.
Do you want to give them an intro? I don't know who these people are.
This is a group that I met Ian through BU. We took biology together, but he also vacations down in the same Cape Town as me. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, more or less. I just go down there for a week every August, and he's got a place down there. He works as a lifeguard. It's cool. And I saw him. I'm like, hey, are you a lifeguard? Just like while we were both like waiting outside of our class to get Ubers or something. Oh my god, yeah. I don't use Ubers or like vacation much at all. This is not me.
Wait, you don't?
Just a disclaimer.
But you don't use vacation.
This is supposed to be about your friend's song.
It is.
And you're telling us about your lifestyle.
I'm sorry.
I went off down topic. The street.
Off topic.
When I'm Ubering to my beach house.
Great. I don't go on vacation.
Wellfleet.
I thought I was giving a story about how.
No,
we're just giving you current stuff.
Okay.
We're some little jokes.
Okay.
It's all jokey jokes.
Okay, so you were Ubering with your.
Yeah,
buddy.
Well, I just saw him and I'm like, I think I've seen this guy before, and we just started talking real quick, and I found out that he rapped, and I was really deep into producing at this point in my life, and we would, you know, ask each other questions a bunch about lecture material, because you just don't get any. You're like, oh my god, I don't know anything. You ask all your friends. It's like how most of my classes go.
But, okay,
but this Yeah, he showed me some of his music. I thought some of it was really inspiring, you know? Like, I think he's got some good stuff to say. And lyrically and production-wise, the vibes and their beats are all really cool, in my opinion.
And we're going to play...
It's a good promo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out to Ian and Will.
Shout out to Ian.
I only met Will once.
Which one's 2 Foot and which one's
Ian,
Blue?
Is Will really?
It's a good question. So that,
or is it like a Pink Floyd thing?
2 Foot Blue is like a fish that they caught together once.
Okay.
Like a blue tuna they caught one once.
Oh, 2 Foot Blue. Yeah.
I guess this was a special time that they bonded on.
Yeah.
Going out fishing. And so
it's a small tuna, but that's not an easy fish to pull in.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah. I think it was like I think they were pretty young, so yeah. It was like a pretty cool,
nice,
pretty cool experience. Sounds good.
Cool story.
Yeah. I'd like to go deep sea fishing.
Yeah, deep sea fishing is supposed to be great. I've never done it, but it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a fisherman.
Which one are we playing?
Which one do you want? We have lingual and we have shoreline surround.
Honestly, let's do shoreline because that really makes me think of the place that at the beach that we go to visit.
Okay.
And since we were talking about fishing,
2 foot blue. This is going out to you, Cape Cod. Shoreline. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Radio.
Yo, I've been on the working steady, getting better type life. They're trying to make a dollar off the record type life. It's been a long time since I've dove in. Here's not what you're missing, gotta tell you type life. And you gotta check the notion, let me open the door. The mind is like an ocean.
Will you paddle to my island?
With that sadness in your eyes, can you see from the shore? And you gotta check the meaning, cause you've seen it before. I'm addicted to compassion. If I throw it, will you catch it all the way on the shore? On a floor that's made of sand, take my hand, you can hold it for sure, for sure, for sure. On the shore,
you got me looking up, feeling so addicted to this life like I'm in love. You got me looking free, feeling like I'm flying in a world that I believe. I gotta go now, but I'm standing on the shoreline.
Gotta go now.
Hey, said I'm addicted to this life, don't need no explanation. No reason not to try. A piece from my creation. See in my head, I'm standing at the shoreline. I'm sailing away up to a place out in the sunshine. So tell me all about your demons and your doubts. Just let them all out now. No point in holding on to what you did wrong. It's going, going, gone like a long bomb. Said just listen to this song, and maybe all your longings will become where you belong. I go strong, because I got it written in the stone. There's always a tomorrow in this place we call a home.
You got me looking up, feeling so addicted to this life like I'm in love. You got me looking free, feeling like I'm flying in a world that I believe. I gotta go now, but I'm standing on the shoreline.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh.
I need all my cash.
So yeah, CTC, cash the check. Don't BTP, I'm trying to rest. All is well, wait to see how far I go. Ski mask strap straight to Wells Fargo. Not before I talk cassettes out the car though. Don't call me now, instead of the Miss Cleo. They come at you out the blue, wanting free. Like you need them, I'm like, you call me. Don't get me wrong, I can serve case by case. Till we build face to face, I might give you a break. My gripe is meeting snakes, venom in the denim. Interaction with face, switch up like copper new denim. So now I need the bag, dollars, euros, pesos. Respect my time, I stack crime by the case low. This ain't a hobby, I'm expensive, get case closed. Keep it moving, good luck, trying to replace gold.
I need all my cash,
all my
need all my bags.
mine. Give me my advance.
All mine.
Straight to the bank, bank. I need all my cash.
All mine.
Need all my things.
All mine.
Give me my advance.
All mine.
Straight to the bank, bank.
I'm reconsidering shit. When I found out what a stripper can get, wish I could wear a mask, get the cash real quick, or do the men in black flash, and make whoever saw forget it. Funny thought, got me laughing off and shit. Deep down, I ain't mad at the Claremont twins. Savage by any means, scheming for dividends. My presence should make these labels wanna make it rain on me. Icing on the cake, this the fame, homie.
Had your chance, you dropped the ball. Love me now or not at all. In my bag, gonna cost ya.
That is the new Lyric Jones, All Mine, featuring Black Soul with two K's. And before that, we had 2 Foot Blue with Shoreline. Tia.
Yes.
Let's get real.
Oh, okay. So what I was saying while we were off air that I was going to talk about, we were talking about social media and it had reminded me of last week. So if you don't know already, I run a pretty big Instagram page. It's 12.2K at this point.
Congratulations.
And you got reinstated.
Yeah, I got reinstated also. I got into a little tiff with XXXTentacion fans. I won't talk about that.
Thank you.
But basically, I think this may be one of those fans, but last week I was getting like weird messages from like an account that had no followers, no posts, no following anybody. And they were just like, I'm going to gorge your account and everybody's going to unfollow you, blah, 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 right? So I was just like, oh my God, shut up, you 12-year-old child. And I just blocked them.
Did you say gorge?
Yeah, that's what they said. They were like speaking in like such a weird, like they were trying to seem very proper, but like it just came off dumb.
Okay.
And, right.
So that's not even slang, that's just...
Yeah, like the way that they were typing was like, you are just the pinnacle of idiocy. And I was just like... All right, fam.
You're smart with your fancy words.
Right? Like, you sound really dumb. Yeah. So I just blocked them.
Okay.
Then they made another account, and they were, like, messaging me, and they were like, oh, what's it called? Your friends are all weak-minded sheep, and, like, anyone who, like, is trying to get at you, I'm going to make sure that they know that you just use everyone, and you're a master manipulator, and blah, 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 blah.
A master?
Right?
So young.
I know. Like... Wow, kudos to myself. But I was just like, okay, and I blocked them again. So then they were like, I know your address and I'm going to go to your house and I'm going to make sure that you don't post anything ever again. So I was like, okay, hold on.
That's
what?
That's a new level.
Yeah. And then they were like saying like...
Why didn't you just report them each time? Did you report them each time?
Well, it was like from accounts that had no followers or anything.
Still report them and then they can trace back to the person every time.
So you just get a...
They might ban their real Facebook page or Instagram page.
I was thinking
that. They'll get banned from the platform, but if nobody speaks up and they just keep doing this to people, they're never going to get banned.
That's true.
Yeah, so...
And then they like started naming off people that I knew personally.
Really?
Yeah, like it was very, very weird. And they kept messaging one of my friends, like two of my friends. They were messaging the both of them.
It's funny, something similar happened to me.
Oh my gosh.
Not on a big scale like that, though.
It was just like they kept messaging them and then they were like saying all these nasty things about me and like this horrible stuff. So then they just kept messaging me and they kept like harassing me. So then... This has to be someone I know because they had my number. So then what had happened is I don't know if you guys know Discord, but Discord is like this chat room type thing with different servers, and they released my phone number on the Discord server. And people were like calling me, and they were just...
They doxed you.
Pretty much is what they were
crazy
doing.
World.
And I was just like, why are you doing this? Like, what did I say? Because I was like, I must have said something that offended them. And I was like, I'm sorry. And they're just like, oh, I almost believed you. You try to manipulate too much. But I was like, what are you talking about? I post memes. What?
She literally like, just posts memes.
Like, what did I say that made you so upset? And like,
goodness.
So then this is happening for a good 2 days. Then I thought that it stopped, and they made another account, and they were saying like really like weird sexual stuff towards me, and like just using like weird vulgar language. And this happened for like a good 4 or 5 days. So then after I was like, you know what? I'm just going to file a police report because this is not going to stop. And they kept releasing my number too. So I was like, I'm going to have to change my number now. And
that's
like,
insane, because they could like swat you. There's so much. It can go, them showing up, it can go pretty wild.
And like,
damn, so you did get the police involved.
Yeah, I had to. There's no
That's
way.
That's too much, yeah.
And like, as soon as I was just like, just so you know, if you, like, I decided to make an offer with them. I was just like, if you just tell me who you are and like, what's your problem, and like, we could talk this out, then I won't have to go to like legal matters. But they refused to do that. And they sat there and just kept doing the same thing. So I had to get a police report. And
you got to document certain
did they keep
soon as I said the whole like, well, I am going to the police, and they stopped like cold turkey.
Of course they did.
But like, it's already happening now, so it's like there's nothing they could do,
right?
But like, it was just crazy. Like, I was getting so many phone calls and like so much messages. Like, it was all day. I couldn't even focus when I was at school, like those 4 days.
What is the plan? Like, what are the police doing? Because like, sometimes there's like, oh yeah, we'll look into the, like, are they actively?
They said that they're gonna have to reach out to a different organization because the police themselves can't trace back anybody.
But they can trace the phone calls. They're gonna go that way.
They're gonna try to do that, and then they're gonna see what's gonna happen with the whole finding their IP address and seeing if they're in Mass or not. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm supposed to speak to them soon, but that's all I know for right now.
So it's not just paperwork. This is real. Like, they're investigating.
No, seriously. Which I'm happy.
That's good.
I was telling one of the people I was talking to about the situation. Like, I don't even want to go. They're not gonna listen to me. But like, they did. So
yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
If you're listening,
and if you are a victim of textual harassment.
Oh, goodness.
So, where's this famous empathy you were promising during this segment?
Empathy?
Yeah.
I just want people to know that this just proves the power of words, symbols, logos, vibrations, and what happens to people when they read what someone else is giving them and they allow themselves to keep reading that. It's very distracting. It can be really disturbing. It throws your vibe and your energy off, and a lot of yourself gets sucked out in that, right? No?
100%. Mm.
Text is like, so powerful.
Yeah.
That's why reading is so powerful. But like I said, it goes back to programming and manipulation.
Yeah.
Text has a lot to do with that. It can change a lot. Like, I had a girl that was harassing me for a little while, a couple of months, 2-3 months.
Jeez.
I mean, it was like 40 texts a day. I met someone you know, and they told me everything I needed to know, and I'm all set with even talking to you anymore. And I'd be like, who'd you talk to? I'd be start losing my mind. She didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah,
she was just being kind of smart and manipulative via text, you know. And it can be really a disturbing thing. I watch people struggle with this a lot.
That's why I send emojis
reading now. Something from their phone.
Just emojis.
Yeah, straight emojis. Although I recently have found out that apparently emojis are rude. So people that use a lot of emojis are accidentally offending scores of people.
I don't have time for emojis if I like.
Yeah.
Started using
you
a lot of
you look like a local.
Yeah.
You said what happened?
Like, you just, like, people will think I'm corny.
If what?
If I'm like using a bunch of emojis, LOLs or
what?
Like back in 2016, it was like, oh yeah, a bunch of emojis. Now you look like a local if you use too many emojis.
What?
Yeah.
A local?
Yeah, local is a person.
These
who,
are. This is another internet term.
It's modernity.
It's like,
now the locals are, that's like towny.
Isn't
kinda.
That like a thought or like a?
No.
Equivalent to, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. But it's,
they're saying you're a small-minded village person who stands
a
around
peasant.
In the local square.
Probably
watches the.
Probably has some flies.
Like they don't know what's going on, and like they like,
so I can't use LOLs anymore.
I mean,
not excessively.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I mean too many, but I'm deeply sarcastic and wildly yeah. misunderstood
sometimes,
at all times, like, but I do like I feel like the words leave so much room for interpretation, whereas yeah. the emojis clarify a lot. Although yeah. not between phones, because like Android emojis look one way and iPhones another, but I am embracing them as if they were hieroglyphics and the future of communication.
Yeah.
I think
Why are we still texting when we can very easily just send an audio message that you don't have to wonder what my
I am huge on
audio messages. I wondered why that wasn't more of a
My
thing.
Buddy and I were calling them.
Intonation, just that called.
Huh? Yeah.
That's always been my
intonation.
Mentality.
Like, what is it when your voice sounds a certain way, but you can't hear that in text, but when you listen to someone talk, you can hear their...
Yeah, I would say intonation. That sounds right. You've planted that word in my head. Yeah. That's intonation. What it is to me now.
I'm more
along
of a
you can also hear
person,
the intention.
You know?
The inflection.
The inflection of the voice. Yeah. So why aren't we just sending little mini audio files?
I do that.
Hey, I'll be right over. You know,
people don't like
goes.
That.
You don't have to write anything.
People don't. It's weird. We can communicate so much better, but people like really want to communicate less than ever.
Yeah.
I think communication is the biggest.
I talk to voice dictation.
Issue.
I'd rather just send the audio file.
Mm. Yeah, that's wild too, though.
Because I just talk to it and the words come out, and then I got to fix them.
Yeah,
it's like a lot of work.
I'll listen to your audio files if you send them. A lot of people don't have headphones, and it's like
yeah, and then they say like cuss words.
It becomes like another thing to manage.
If you had it written and it was a cuss word, I might not know how you're doing that. But if you say it, let me give you an example. Just kidding.
Yeah. Either way,
if somebody was like "f you," but then they'd land it like
"no."
F
I've
you.
Made some. I've been pretty misunderstood on there, but I think communication is. If we can solve that, we can solve the universe.
Pretty much.
But
just have a universal talkback. Like anytime someone texts you something, you write "f you."
I don't necessarily mean in the sense of like forms of communication, but how to. I feel like. People are constantly miscommunicating with each other and failing to understand or be understood, and I feel like it's this massive battle. Even from
it's draining everybody.
I mean, we were talking about stuff like this off air like earlier. Like there's just so much room for miscommunication, and honestly, imagine if we could all speak the same language, we could get off this planet.
That would be so
we
boring.
Could explore the stars. That would be boring.
Wait a minute.
Because we wouldn't hear accents and stuff, you know?
No, we could just fight over land forever, I guess.
30 years ago,
that too.
I saw some cartoon, and it was like this kid, and he dreams that every other kid in the world is him. And since he's not that nice of a guy, nobody's nice to him.
Yeah.
And he just realizes that it's better for everybody to be different. And that's the kind of crack I was raised on, and they're not doing that anymore.
I do want everyone to be different, but I want people to be able to communicate with each other.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think because we can't communicate, people aren't allowed to be as different as they'd want to be because that's where the misunderstandings occur. You know?
Mm.
But I don't know. That's a whole... there's a couple emojis I really like, but I'll slow down.
There's good ones.
There's new emojis.
I went through a thing where at first I was like, am I sounding like a 13-year-old girl? And then I was like, no, I need to embrace this. And I was killing it with them for a while, but now we're... It's also really cool if... The best thing about language is it's evolving daily.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not waiting for books, we're not waiting for dictionaries, it's not formal. It's we're literally developing this new way to talk. We didn't get a new language, but just in sense of like if you ask me a question and the answer is no, if I text that to you and there is a period or there isn't a period, that means two different things.
Yep, it definitely
And
does.
That's a huge thing where people a little bit older don't understand that, and that's a giant miscommunication where if you're still talking properly, no with a period is like I'm fed up, like no, go away, no.
I'm
without
not gonna lie.
It
I don't know how to text
just
people
no.
that are 15 years younger than
if
me.
You're using dot 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 ellipses, if you're using the commas, if you're using
yeah.
and it's cool because it's turned we've
You know what I mean?
Our generation doesn't get credit for that. Like, we've literally had to create an entirely new language and form of communication.
I think we did that.
Who's we? You just said
everybody
you can't.
Everybody that was on the internet 5 years ago is now right up to speed with that. I'm just not, because I...
It's more in text than anything, I think, and things like that, and capitalizing certain words that before you would have gotten an F for capitalizing, but now it's a part of communicating, and you know, like, oh, when I see that capitalized, it means this, and you can really play with it, you know, and some people get way too stuck on grammar falling apart, and they miss the fact that we're actually redefining language, which is cool, and it's... You can go way down that rabbit hole. I'm not a linguistic major or expert, but linguistics are very interesting.
There's like a theory that in the next 30 to 40 years, this whole text language will become an actual language and an actual like dialect that people will use to communicate day to day with their words. So, but I'm like, how is that going to work? Like, you're gonna say later in like
later. Right? It's funny. Like, there's Do you listen to SOBRBE?
No.
They're pretty good. They're out of California. They actually say LOL out loud in their raps, like a bunch of times.
I know people who say LOL.
I love it.
To people who day to day be like LOL.
I knew a guy who was writing lots of love. And so he kept lolling everything without knowing that it didn't mean lots of love.
That's awesome. That guy's a meme.
Man.
Yours truly.
Living meme.
LOL.
My grandma died. LOL.
Yeah.
Right? So. Miss you, LOL.
We're going to get out of here with one more song. Before that, we do have to let people know. Right now, we're on WFO in Medford. Been here for 45 years doing freeform radio on this station. This is why LFOD happens. We are in the middle of our donation drive. We are community-based freeform radio, and we would love your support from now until November 14th, which is almost here. You can go to donate.wmfo.org to help us raise our goal of $5,000. And you can get unique thank you gifts. I think there's some mugs and bags and t-shirts and things like that. And that's for WMFO, and we thank them for letting us broadcast on their airwaves. We'll let you know about
the
LFOD donation drive when that comes. What's that?
Tell them about the car they can win.
Sweet you can win a brand new
car.
Emoji car.
Go down to the hobby shop to get you one of them assembly cars.
I will tweet you an emoji race car. Thomas, this is a part we're going to cut. We don't need that in the podcast. So we're going to
please put this in, Thomas.
We're going to get out of here.
What if you use too many emojis?
Crying, laughing emoji.
The ill thing, though, is the same people who, like, you might read their text and think that they have no grasp of the English language whatsoever can write a honors level thesis for, you know, a top 10, top 20 school. So it's wild. Although it's so tricky with language between being casual and, because I've texted with people who can't be casual in text, and it sucks because that's how it's so hard. This is way longer of a convo for another time. We're going to do an off-air different thing. The other thing, before we go, Billy Dean Thomas tore up American Gothic on Friday night at Oberon, and Amanda was going to give us the full recap. She couldn't be here tonight, but we're going to get that from her next week. Shout out to Billy Dean Thomas one more time. If you didn't hear that podcast, Billy Dean Thomas' podcast is on iTunes, Spotify, absolutely everywhere.